Diary entry 25th of the 12th, 2010, Jalalabad. I staggered out, stumbling and caught up, tripping on the large step down from the rickshaw, accidentally treading on my burqa, pulling it down over my eyes. I can't see. I can't see. Straight into the stultifying heat of summer. I'm struggling to right the burqa into position, finding where the gauze patch is so that I can see. The streets of Jalalabad are dotted with blue burqas. All of us women pouring with sweat under these acrylic stiflers. Gaggers. I'm navigating blinded across rubble and rotten matter. Mud and heartbreakingly poor, war-ravaged people covered in dust. 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 Wearing ragged clothes, street beggars, children 4 and 5 years old, pulling on the cloth that is smothering me. For small, tiny denominations of dirty and worn to threads paper money, or trying to sell me chewing gum. I've come into the market on this day with Icharadao cook to try and buy something for our secret blasphemy. Dangerous Christian Christmas meal. Blasphemy. Gutted lambs stare with skin, skulls and tongues hanging on hooks. Freshly slaughtered, but bobbing with flies swarming nevertheless. Nevertheless. Icharad haggles for a leg of the lamb. The butcher slams a cleaver into the thigh, then slides a razor-sharp knife through the flesh at the joint and throws the flesh in the offing into one of the plastic bags. One of the plastic bags the children sold us. One of the plastic bags the children sold us. The butcher smiles a grin, sweaty and wide as we move off into the narrow footfall, pounded, dry mud streets. A woman begging on the ground. I nearly trip over her, falling forward. Icharad catches me, but not before I come face to face with a mummified baby. She nestles it in the folds of her burqa. I hear the mother's simpering, begging tones as I'm ferried on through the maze of misery, joy, plastic glitter. The face of the mummified baby now permanently with me. Forever now. the face of the mummified baby, now permanently with me. Forever. Now. Suddenly I see about 100 paces before me a white burqa. At first it looks like a child with a sheet over his head, pretending to scare his little sister. Never seen such a thing here. Never. I've never seen such a thing here. I was told that only blue burqas were allowed, but now Iturat tells me that in summer some women wear white. In summer, why some women wear white. He looks suddenly pale himself. Pale. Tries to usher me in another direction. I hold my ground. Fixed on the white burqa. Fixed on the white burqa. And start an amused and curious pursuit towards her. There's something unusual about the way she is moving. A type of jittering along through the stalls. I'm thinking we could become friends. I'm thinking I could invite her to the yellow.